family, we just want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you that is listening in this morning. For those that are not tuned in, please pass the word to them that Johnson Temple wishes the same to each and every one. We request that you start tonight by joining us tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. for Sunday school, followed by our Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. We expect to have a Holy Ghost-filled time as we continue to usher in the new year. Thank you for tuning in. Have a prosperous new year, and we now join a service already in progress.
From the book of Psalms, amen, the 37th number of Psalms, verse 28, and then we'll ask that you would turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7, amen. I need your prayers this morning. Oh man, been on the road so much, amen. Hard to keep up with myself. Amen. The 37th number of Psalms, verse 28. And it reads, "For the Lord loveth judgment." Thank you. Amen. "For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints, but they are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off." That'll preach by itself. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. Near the back of your book, Romans chapter 1. Verse 7. You want to read it with me? Read. "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." You may be seated. Amen. There is a central theme in those verses that I would like to speak to, and it is in that 28th verse of Psalms, "and forsaketh not his saints," meaning that the Lord will not forsake the saints. Paul picked it up, amen, in his address to the saints at Rome, in Rome, amen, and said, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints." Called to be saints. Amen. And so we want to speak from the subject, amen, called to be a saint. Amen. Called to be a saint. And there have been a lot of, well, I don't want to say controversy, but people talk about, amen, saint, and there are people that feel that you can't be a saint. Amen. And sometimes when you say that you are a saint, people think that you're trying to be above them, amen, and they criticize you for giving yourself the label or the title saint. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe that's what God wants all of us to be. If you really love God, amen, this is not a denominational thing. Huh? If you really love God, and if you're in his will and he is in you, then you are a saint of God. And so we're going to try, amen, praise the Lord, to show you why we are called saints, why we can identify with the saints, and why we love being a saint. The devil has a plot, but God has a plan. Y'all going to pray with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. God has a plan of salvation for all who will serve him. Amen. And he has worked and laid out that plan, the plan of salvation. And I want y'all to know, amen, praise the Lord, there is only one plan. Yeah. There's only one plan of salvation. Amen. You can come up with all the plans you want, but God only has one plan of salvation.
This plan is not found whittling or daydreaming or just hanging out in the mall, amen, or on the corner. It is found in the Word of God, which is called the Bible. And we should study the Word. We should read the Bible daily. Amen. How often should we read it?
Daily.
Amen. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and happiness of believers. All of that is in the Bible. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. The doom, amen, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. All of that is in the Bible. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. Somebody say holy. Oh, that's another word. Amen. People just fall out and faint. Amen. When you say that you are holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. But my Bible tells me, amen, that I am to be holy because my God is holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I'm not trying, amen, praise the Lord, to elevate myself above mankind, amen, or that I'm so much better than anybody, but I want you to know that there has been a change come into my life, and I don't mind saying that I am holy. Stop drawing back, amen, and looking funny, amen, when you say that you are holy. Some folks don't even want to identify with the holiness movement. Amen. But if you're holy, amen, it should not make any difference what church you belong to, amen. You're just holy. Mother and I was having breakfast this morning. A man walked in, and of course, I was dressed like this. And he said, you look like you're going to preach. And I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, you're going to lay one of them Baptist messages on them. I said, hellfire and brimstone. His wife said, that sounds like one of them Pentecostal brothers. I said, you recognize it, didn't you, sister? Huh? She recognized it right away. She said, yeah, I can recognize the Pentecostal, amen. But he don't particularly like it. Well, amen. That was a confirmation for my message. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible, it contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. All that's in the Bible. Somebody gonna go back and read the Bible, Brother Johnson. They say, I didn't read that. I didn't know all that good stuff was in there. It's full of good stuff. If you read it, amen, praise the Lord, and give it the right interpretation, you will appreciate what it says. Oh, I got some witnesses here today. I say, you will appreciate it. You don't just read it, amen, like you would read a magazine or the daily paper. You read it, amen, to drink the sincere milk of the Word. You read it, amen, to get an understanding. You read it, amen, praise the Lord, to make sure that you get the depth of it. What is the depth? It is the mysteries of God. Oh, let me slow down just a little bit. Because somebody said, mystery? Yeah. Mystery. Amen. Jesus spoke in parables to the people. But he spoke, amen, mysteries, amen, to the disciples. And he explained what he was saying so that they would understand the mysteries of the Bible. Now, when people don't understand you, amen, most of the time they don't understand the Word. So you should understand and you should know who the saints are, amen, because you have the Word of God in you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. All of that's in the Word. Y'all need this. Amen. It is heaven open and the gates of hell disclosed. So if you're going to be a saint, you must study the Word of God. Look at somebody and tell them, study the Word, please. A saint in the New Testament is not a sinless person, but a saved sinner. Oh, I hope somebody got that. Amen. Y'all feel a little better now, don't you? Huh? Oh, no. A saint in the New Testament word, amen, praise the Lord, is not a sinless person. It is a saved sinner. Amen. Huh? All of us are only a sinner saved by grace. I might preach this morning. Amen. I just might do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you don't have to draw back. Amen. As long as you're living all you know how, as long as you know you gave up something, amen, to be who you are today, amen, you are saints. We were called to be saints. And glory of the Most High God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a Christian's place as a member of the body of Christ, vitally united with him by the baptism of water and of the Holy Ghost. That's what joins you together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some folks stopped at water baptism. Well, they should not have, because the water can't save you. Amen. No, 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 no. It is part of the process, but it can't save you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're only saved, amen, by accepting Jesus Christ. But that's not the last step. Lord, help me preach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell people, amen, once you're baptized in the water, amen, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you are a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all know you need the Holy Ghost? My God, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I tell folks, don't stop till you get it. I don't care how many folks, amen, talking about how they've been born again. I don't care how many folks, amen, say that they're members of the church. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, they're living beneath their privilege. You need some power. How are you going to get power if you don't have the Holy Spirit down in you? It is the power of God unto righteousness. I might have to go back to Kentucky. My God. Hallelujah. Thus, a saint refers to a sanctified person, one set apart, and that's the key right there. Set apart. You've been set apart. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you gave up the world. Amen. So God could set you apart. Apart from what? Apart from the world. Just that simple. Apart from the world. You're set apart from the world. Things you used to do, you don't do them no more. Places you used to go, you don't go there no more. Things you used to say, is that set apart? I guarantee you it sets you apart. Amen. Because your friend will look at you different when they see you now. I ought to have some witnesses in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go back to the old neighborhood, where you used to hang out with them. Amen. They look at you a little different, don't they? If they don't, chances are you're not set apart. Something wrong here. If you could just walk up and join in, amen, and everybody's comfortable with you, something wrong. Maybe you haven't been set apart. Maybe you really are not a saint. This word is going to convict somebody today. I just believe, amen, this word gonna cut somebody today. My God, hallelujah. A change must come over you. I don't know about you, but when my change came, I felt different. I looked different. And I've been acting different ever since.
Hey, glory, 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 glory.
Look at somebody and tell them, I'm glad I'm a saint.
My God.
The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint is a Greek word which means hagos. Amen. Sanctified. Sanctified means hagazo. Christians or saints are sanctified by the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you go through the process of cleansing, amen, it is through the cleansing blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Ooh. Oh, glory. Lord, I thank you today.
Lord, I thank you today. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so Jesus Christ shed his blessed, precious blood so that I can have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God for Jesus. Because if Jesus did not die on yonder cross, I'm still in sin and I'm on my way to a devil's hell. But since he did, I accepted it and I received it, and now I am called to be a saint of his. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. You'll read that in Hebrews 13 and 12. Amen. The Apostle Paul opened his letter to the churches by referring to the members as those who are called saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't feel like, amen, that that's a put down. That ought to be a pick me up. Saints don't put you down. Or being called a saint does not put you down. It ought to pick you up. You ought to be glad to be called a saint. Amen. Praise the Lord. And don't let, amen, people, amen, who are very, I don't know whether they're deep or whatever they are, amen, praise the Lord, make you feel uncomfortable because you say you are a saint. Why should you feel uncomfortable, amen, because you're called a saint? You should not be. Amen. That ought to make you feel good. You want to identify with Christ, right? Well, then if you are identifying with Christ, amen, then you want to use the title, and you can wear it. I'm a saint. You're not telling anybody, amen, that you're so much better than they are. Huh? No. No. You just want to identify with a certain group of people. Huh? Amen. If winos don't mind being called winos, my God. Amen. Some I'm proud of. Yeah. Yeah. I see you got some folks in here that don't know nothing about the corner. Amen. There are folks identify on the corner. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're one of them, amen, you're their brother. Hey, bro. What's happening? Yeah, they can identify with you. Amen. So when the saints come together, then we ought to be able to identify with one another, right? I'm a saint. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I go places, amen, praise the Lord, and people will look at me and they'll come up to me and say, you look like a child of God. I say, thank you so much. I am. I'm glad it shows. I want to identify as being a child of God. Well, if you are a saint, that's all you're doing. You're just identifying as being a child of the Most High God. Oh, let me see if I can close this out. Amen. A psalm and a song at the dedication of the house of David. Amen. Psalms 30 and 4 says, sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Sing unto the Lord. Amen. As the choir was singing today, I believe somebody had a little anointing in their voice today. I'm serious, choir members. I'm proud of you. Amen. I felt some anointing in the singing. Amen. Because singing is not just learning the words of a song. Amen. Singing again and not in the church now. It's not just being in the right key. Hello, somebody. Amen. Singing in the church. Amen. It's not trying to show somebody what you can do with your voice. But singing in the church, amen, is singing of the anointing because you want somebody to feel the power and the presence of God. Somebody say yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know a lot of folks that can sing, but there's no anointing. There's no power in their singing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I love singing under the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why them old simple songs, amen, have so much meaning, because they were sung under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So them old saints could say, come by here, dear Lord, come by here and make your hair stand up on your head, because they sung it under the power of God. And they wasn't just praying, they wanted the Lord to come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's sick, Lord. Come by here. Oh, 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 Lord. Hey, come by here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when they were singing the old song, amen, praise the Lord, amen, they've been sitting around and waiting on the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. Somebody break out with a song and say, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord, because I know sooner or later you're going to show up. And I know when you show up, you're going to show out. You're going to show somebody the power that you have. You're going to show somebody that you can deliver. You're going to show somebody that you can heal. You're going to show somebody that you can forgive sin. You're going to show somebody that you can lift them up. I'm trying to close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No wonder the psalmist said, precious, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. It's precious in the sight of the Lord in the death of a saint. Why? Because we know that the saint is going home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. They're going to that place where there'll be no more crying, no more dying. Yes. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, how many know joy is coming? Joy is coming in the morning. And somebody said, it's morning time. It's morning time because the Lord is here. The Lord is blessing his people. The Lord is anointing his people. The Lord is lifting up his people. The Lord is going forth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Quickly, let me give you a few attributes. Let me give you a few. My God, my God. Let me give you a few attributes of a true saint. If you want to be righteous. Number two, a saint is humble. A saint don't walk around stiff-necked. A saint don't walk around like they're better than everybody else. A saint don't strut like a peacock. Amen. Praise the Lord. But a saint know how to humble himself. And the Lord elevate a saint, the more humble he or she gets. Saint stays humble. Hallelujah. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to be divide the spoil with the proud. So you want to stay humble. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. A saint has a meek spirit. Blessed are the meek. Hey, glory. Praise the Lord. For they shall inherit the earth. So you want to keep that meek spirit. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. A saint, there it is. That's what they were singing about. A saint is a child of faith. A saint has faith. A saint lose their own mind and take on the mind of Christ. And they believe the whole world, the whole word. And they have enough faith to believe that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. We live by faith. So we conclude, and I'm closing, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. But what the law could not do, God in his infinite mercy took his son and moved him from the side of his throne and wrapped him in in sinful flesh and sent him into the world. And he died like a common thief on the cross of Calvary that I might live and have a right to the tree of life. And I have enough faith that Jesus Christ, who died on that cross and spent 3 days in the grave and got up on the third day with all power, called a cloud and went back to glory. I have enough faith to believe he's coming back. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Somebody said yes. Somebody say yeah.
Listen to this. I can appreciate being called a saint because the Lord thinks so much of me that on judgment day, he's going to let me help judge. The saints shall help judge the world. That's in the Bible. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that I'm a saint of God. Everybody stand here. Everybody stand here. Hallelujah. I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. Thank God for making me a saint. Maybe there's a question in your mind. Brother Johnson, how can I become a saint? By giving up the world? It's just that simple. Giving up the world. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And said, from this day forward, I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm giving up everything that is not like him. I promise the Lord, if he will save me today, I promise him, I'll serve him the balance of my days. Listen, listen. The world holds no good for you. Did y'all get that? The world hold no good. Nothing in the world is worth losing your soul for. It holds no good for you. The world, amen, will take you down. The world, amen, will cripple you. The world will cause you to spend eternity in a place called hell, where there will be a lot of wailing, a lot of crying, and gnashing of teeth. How would you like to be in a place, amen, for all of your life, forever and ever, all you hear is a lot of crying and hollering and cursing? My God, I'd rather go to a place where the wicked cease from troubling and the weary can be at rest. Am I making any sense here? If there is one that's not saved, would you make your way to the altar right now? Don't look at the person standing beside you or behind you. Just come straight to this altar. Because I preach out of my soul. I've given you what God has given me. Amen. Somebody needs to be saved. Amen. It's worth my preaching to try to get somebody to change their way of living. Turn from their wicked ways.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This has been Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10